今儿咱们聊聊食用油。
Today, let's talk about edible oils.
大多数人可能还没意识到这个透明粘稠的液体呢。
Most people may not have realized this transparent and viscous liquid yet.
其实是决定你血管寿命。
Actually, it determines the lifespan of your blood vessels.
炎症水平。
Inflammation level.
甚至慢性疾病风险的核心变量。
Even the core variables of chronic disease risk.
中国居民目前的油脂摄入呢，有两大问题。
Currently, there are two major problems with the dietary intake of fats among Chinese residents.
一个是摄入过量。
One is overconsumption.
一个是油种的选择。
One is a choice for the oil industry.
今儿咱们主要聊聊第二种问题。
Today, we mainly discuss the second issue.
就是油种的选择。
That's the choice of the rich.
先来看看下面这组数据。这些惊人的数字背后呢
?Let's take a look at these amazing figures behind the following data.
油脂结构失衡扮演了一个被严重低估的角色。
The imbalance in lipid structure plays a significant, yet underestimated, role.
它不是唯一的原因。
It is not the only reason.
但它是一个被长期忽略的加速器。
But it is a long-neglected accelerator.
大多数人呢，其实不了解所有的食用油。
Most people actually don't know all about edible oils.
其宏量营养呢都是脂肪，占比超过 99%。
Their red meat is high in fat, with a fat content exceeding 99%.
至于商家宣传的那些微量元素
Regarding the trace elements advertised by merchants,
什么谷维素啊
What is the name of the drug?
白藜芦醇
Resveratrol
那、多酚啊
Polyphenols,
植物甾醇等等等等
sterols, etc.
相比宏量营养对身体的影响呢、
Compared to the effects of red light nutrition on the body,
其作用可以忽略不计
Its effect is negligible.
至于什么冷榨呀
Regarding cold pressing, etc.
初榨呀
Fresh,
浸出啊等等工艺的不同，有影响吗？
Does the difference in the process of entering and exiting have an impact? Also,
有，但很小。
But it's small.
小，更多的呢是口感维度。从
more flavor dimensions.
营养的角度来看
，from a nutritional perspective.
跟你一餐吃进去的脂肪酸相比呢
？Compared to the fat you eat in one meal.
那点影响微乎其微。食用油的脂肪呢，由饱和、单不饱和、多不饱和三类脂肪酸构成。
The impact of these factors is minimal. The fat in edible oils is composed of three types of fatty acids: saturated, monounsaturated, and polyunsaturated.
这才是决定这瓶油是否健康的。
This is the only way to determine if this.Oil is healthy.
真正关键，饱和脂肪酸呢，人体肝脏能够自行合成，来源。
The key saturated fatty acids that the human body can synthesize on its own are.
有很多，中国人的饮食中呢普遍存在。
Many common foods in Chinese cuisine.
总体摄入量呢已经偏高。
The overall intake is already high.
已经处于红线的边缘。
On the verge of the red line.
饱和脂肪酸呢，摄入超标最直接。
The intake of saturated fatty acids is the most direct.
最确凿的风险。
The most certain risk.
集中在心血管系统。
Focus on the cardiovascular system.
同时呢，与多种代谢性疾病呢明确相关。
At the same time, it is clearly related.To multiple metabolic diseases.
所以选油的时候，饱和脂肪酸的含量呢越低越好。
Therefore, when choosing oil, the content of saturated fatty acids should be as low as possible.
单不饱和脂肪酸呢，人体也能自行合成。
Monounsaturated fatty acids can also be synthesized by the human body.
但是它对健康的正面效应非常的明确。
However, its positive effects on health are very clear.
有助于降低坏胆固醇，升高。
Help reduce high bad cholesterol.
好胆固醇。
Good cholesterol.
改善胰岛素敏感性啊。
How to improve insulin sensitivity?
还有一些抗炎的作用，是地中海饮食的核心成分之一。WHO 在2010年的专家咨询报告中呢，
Some of the anti-inflammatory effects are one of the core components of the Mediterranean diet, as stated in WHO Expert Consultation Report in 2010.
明确指出，
Clearly stated,
单不饱和脂肪酸的摄入量呢，不设上限。
There is no upper limit.On the intake of monounsaturated fatty acids.
但是在中国人的饮食结构中呢，
However, in the dietary structure of Chinese people,
总体摄入量偏低，
Overall intake is low.
所以呢，选油的时候，单不饱和脂肪酸的含量越高越好。
So, when choosing oil, the higher the content of monounsaturated fatty acids, the better.
关键的来了，多不饱和脂肪酸。
The key is the polyunsaturated fatty acids.
这是真正的必需脂肪酸。
Actual, real essential fatty acids.
人体自身的无法合成。
The human body cannot synthesize itself.
只能通过食物获取。
Can only be obtained through food.
主要包含 Omega 6和 Omega 3两大家族。Omega 6呢，过量呢会促炎 ，Omega 3呢抗炎。WHO 给出的建议比例呢是4:1-6:1之间。
It mainly includes the Omega 6 and Omega 3-2 families. Omega 6 is excessive, which can prolong the effect of Omega 3.According to the WHO recommendations, the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 should be between 4:1 and 6:1.
中国居民膳食中呢 ,omega-6 和 omega-3 的摄入比例呢平均值大约 8:6:1。
The average ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 in the diets of Chinese residents is approximately 8:6:1.
部分地区呢，甚至高达12:1-20:1。
In some areas, the ratio can even reach 12:1 or 20:1.
特别是高生物活性的 EPA 和 DHA.
Especially EPA and DHA with high bioactivity.
实际摄入量呢，不足最低推荐量的十分之一。
The actual intake is only 1/10 of the minimum recommended amount.
所以选油的时候呢
，So when choosing oil，
多不饱和脂肪酸的 omega 6和 omega 3的比例呢，最好不超过4:1。
The ratio of omega 6 to omega 3 fatty acids in polyunsaturated fatty acids should ideally not exceed 4:1.
在过去的30年中呢
，In the past 30 years。
常用植物油
Common plant oils
特别是花生油和大豆油的消费量明显的提升
In particular, the consumption of peanut oil and soybean oil has increased significantly
这些油种呢大多是 Omega 6含量高
These oils are mostly rich in Omega 6 fatty acids
Omega 3含量低的品类
Categories with low omega-3 content,
而 omega-3 含量丰富的深海鱼
and deep sea fish with high levels of omega-3,
亚麻籽啊
,black seed,
紫苏籽啊，国人摄入量呢严重不足。
The amount of perilla seeds that Chinese people consume is seriously insufficient.
与此同时呢
,at the same time,
单不饱和脂肪酸的摄入比例也在显著的下降。
The intake of monounsaturated fatty acids has also decreased significantly.
这样的油脂摄入结构失衡会导致体内促炎和抗炎信号的紊乱。
Such an imbalance in fat intake leads to disruption of acetate and anti-inflammatory signaling in the body.
而炎症呢，正是肥胖。
And inflammation is caused by obesity,
糖尿病、
diabetes,
心血管疾病和多种癌症的共同土壤。
Common ground for cardiovascular disease and various cancers.
那到底应该如何选择食用油呢？
How to choose edible oil?
咱们来看看下面这张表格。日常炒菜呢？
Let's take a look at the following table of daily cooking.
当首选菜籽油。
When choosing the best vegetable oil.
菜籽油的饱和低，但不饱和高，多不饱和的比例呢也很理想。
The ideal ratio of saturated, low unsaturated, and high unsaturated fatty acid in rapeseed oil is also very good.
作为主力油种呢，没问题。
As a main oil type, it's fine.
凉拌呢，或者西餐就用橄榄油或山茶油，但不饱和。
Cold dishes or Western cuisine typically use olive oil or sesame oil alone.
高，风味也好。
Also good in flavor.
虽然多不饱和的比例稍差呢。
Although the proportion of polyunsaturated fatty acids is slightly lower.
但总量小，影响不大。
But the small amount doesn't matter much.
煎炸呢，就用大豆油。
Deep fried food uses soybean oil.
稻米油，烟点高，耐热。玉米油和葵花籽油。
Rice oil, pickled vegetables, hot corn oil, and sunflower oil. Which one is better?
Omega 6的比例过高。
Omega 6 is too high.
所以不太适合作为长期的主力油种。
Therefore, it is not suitable as a long-term main breeding stock.
最后呢，还是要强调一下。
Finally, I want to emphasize that
没有哪一种油是完美的。
No oil is perfect.
家里备上两三种油。
Keep two or three types of oil at home.
换着用，脂肪酸呢？
Use fatty acids.
自然慢慢就平衡了。
Naturally, everything will be balanced.
我是黄渤。
I am Huang Bo.
关注我。
Follow me.
咱们下期见。
See you next time.